Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. Let us pray today. Father God, we long to sit beside your still waters and feed off your word as your presence refreshes our souls. As we are filled with your living waters and your promises over our lives, may we become a source of light and hope to others. Help us to rise up and faithfully walk in obedience to your call. Equip and empower us by your Holy Spirit to stand firm and have courage as we share the message of good news. Our scripture for today is from Colossians 4 verse 3. Here is Marilyn.
And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
So let us be determined this week to arise and walk in the promises of God. Let us stand firm with our roots deeply planted and nourished through Jesus, our source of living water and truth. As we experience the goodness and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father, may we draw closer to Him. He is always with us, and His promises apply to us today and will impact the lives of generations to come. And let us be reminded that we are Christ's representatives. Let us be immovable in our commitment to do good to others and to obediently follow God's calling on our lives. His strength and wisdom go before us, and His glory and grace will reign forever. May we be prepared in knowledge and in prayer to share the greatest message ever, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father, thank you that we are children of promise. Father, you have a rich inheritance for us. And our journey in life, while we are walking through the length and the breadth of this land, of this journey, of this life, thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you call us to good works in this time. Thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to equip us, to enable us.
Father God, we come before you today, and we want to thank you, Father God, that you're the only one that can bring about spiritual release in our lives. And Lord, I pray for every listener that's listening today, Lord, that is really crying out to you for their spiritual release. But I also pray that they may hear from you this very day about what physical obedient act may be you are asking them to do to bring about this in their lives, Lord. We ask now that you touch them, Lord. Touch us mightily, Lord. We need you more than ever before in this world.
Father, it all began with a seed. And we are your trees. We desire to be trees of righteousness. We desire to be trees planted by the streams that soak in your word and soak in your presence. God, as we walk about our days, may we know by your Spirit how to speak and then what to say and how to be a good witness. And so we ask for your empowerment. We ask you to fill us by your Holy Spirit and outpour to each one of us and, Lord, to our nations, so that as we shine, may we shine brighter for you.
Father, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to approach your throne in this day, to really come and huddle together before you. Thank you so much that you called us not just to be with us, but you also called us to go and share and spread the news, the good news of Christ, that you had called all of us, men or women, young or old, Lord, to go out and share the good news of your mercy, of your love, of your hope with all the world. And I want to ask, Lord, that everyone who hears this message come to the realization again that when you call, you also empower. And thank you so much for your Holy Spirit that you send ahead of us, but that you have also given inside of us to do your perfect will. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.